Well, most of you know my story. 10 years of sitting in class and never opening my mouth because I thought, sure, God wouldn't want to use me when all these other people are so sharp and keen and wonderful. So, you know, I didn't expect to have any attunement. But when he started with me, it was really started pretty strong, I guess, in order to get my attention. And most of you know, and Reese is one of the only ones that remembers, I started to have the class, and they almost lifted me across the floor. I kind of danced on air, didn't I? So that was enough to help me know. And then the first time I worked with healing, I wanted to be a little bit dignified because I think, gee, God's going to use me to work healing. Well, it made me grunt, and now I'm embarrassed because that wasn't necessary to work with healing. But God was wanting to get my attention. So then came the time when God started to use me for writings. And so it so happens that when I shared my writing with Wednesday and I shared it with Sunday, I got a lot of compliments, so I decided I'd try it again and again to see if you still like it. So what I want to read you tonight, oh, don't anybody miss that face back there, Sparkle. See her in the blue? She's one of the youngest that ever came to my classes. She was 17, 30 years ago?
Something like that.
40.
That's Lauren from Temecula now. She's from Temecula. She got too good to stay down here near me. She went up to Temecula. But it's fun to see you come in tonight, honey, even if you did come staggering in because your sister took you drinking.
That's not true.
I didn't drink it. She didn't.
Oh, you did. Oh, your sister's trying to protect you, honey. But anyhow, because I feel it's best that you're at least 18 before you start these classes that we have, because your family might get pretty upset at you, particularly if they've been Baptist or Catholic or, you know, a strong religion like that. They would think we're in here talking to the devil, I guess. But it really is the teaching of Jesus Christ. He said anything he did, we could do, so we should be trying. He also said, these are not my words that I'm telling you. I'm just telling you what the Father says to tell you. And so God does talk, you know, God can talk. And he talks to all of us, but most of us can ignore it. And I certainly, when they started these writings with me all those years ago, it was rather a shock to me. But I enjoy them, and I hope you do. So let me just give you a little share of what they gave me. Now, you have to know that sometimes I have a friend free of the body named Flanagan, and he can creep in every once in a while, and he's really kind of funny, and I think you probably go, ugh. But for me, I think he's funny. I like him. And then I have, you see, we're all attached to God now and forever. We're like tips on his finger. And we're housed in these little houses. But we were free of these little houses. We were bubbled to God free. Then we come down here in these little bodies. And we have an earth experience. It's kind of like a closed book test. How your school will have you read this, study this. And they test you and you can't have the book out there, can you? You have to keep the book closed, don't you? When you take your test, or is school different now? You can read the answer and put it on there if you want. No, I think they pretty well keep. They don't want you just copying from the book. They want you to have known what it was, right? Okay, so we're down here taking a closed book test called Life on Earth, and then we go free again. But you, the real you inside these little boxes that we're living in, will always be. And you will always be with you. Does that make you happy? Or you go, ugh. You will always be with you now and forever. All the way into eternity. But the souls that write with me can be funny. You know, or they can be very, very deep. But anyhow, I'll share this with me. What would you do to heal the life on earth? What would you do to heal the life on earth? Right now, life on earth has a lot of illnesses. Do you agree with me? Over there in Arizona, where I talked to my daughter today, and the high school had been cleared out because somebody was in there with a gun. That's illnesses, isn't it? Okay. What would you do if you wanted to heal, perhaps, let's say, the physical? Physical, then you might go for medicine or a surgeon's knife or chiropractic and so on, right? How about if it's your car? Oh, which is me, I've got to get new tires, I guess. Oh, new tires, engine repair, gasoline, and so on. If it's your house, you might get a carpenter, a plumber, or a painter, or somebody, right? And what if it's a workplace? You might decide to get a new boss or work harder, more devoted. But what about your earth plane walk? How can we fix it to make it better? You can't just step out of it, can you? Because if you step out, these people say, oh, it's so messed up, I'm going to kill myself. Guess what? They come right back again, and it may be even worse. That's why they say never take your own life. You'll be sorry, because you'll come back in right away, and you won't even have a chance to get balanced in the free side of life. So who do we call? Where do we start? If God, a loving energy, a divine planner, looked at the creation on earth and knew that at one time it was perfect, because it said it was, but it'll never be again, I guess, but what might he do to get it that way again, or at least turn that way again? But for some years ago, when help was needed, an evolved soul known as Jesus Christ came to the earth to be an example. He was a very evolved soul. He didn't draw here through likeness. We all drew here through likeness, except Spence is leaving us. But we all drew to earth through likeness. So when you look around at the people on earth, guess what? You have likeness there, or you wouldn't be here on the earth at the same time. What do you think of that? How does that make you feel? Huh? Well, Jesus Christ came down as an example. He didn't come down to be just because of draw of likeness. He came down to be an example. I hope you consider yourself wanting to be an example, at least by now, because none of you have diapers on, I don't think. So you're probably all grown up enough that you can be an example for God. What do you think? I hope so. But at that time when Jesus came, there was no television or radio or telephone or means of travel. So one small dot like Jesus Christ walking from place to place may have seemed sufficient. Judas, they knew what they were going to do, you know, before they came here. Judas was going to expose him at the right time. You remember that when Jesus Christ at the Last Supper said, okay, do what you must do to Judas. It's time for us to complete our walk down here. So Judas should have been enough example of negative to last for eternity. To have had years watching the love sent to Jesus and the negative to Judas surely should have been enough. But being given free choice, it seems that many are still trying to follow the negative. The Bible is made of examples. You are an example of good or negativity or love or anger. What are you an example of? Joy, happiness? Take a look at yourself, because you're the only one that can really know that. Nobody else can judge you. It's up to you. Are you thinking about it? What kind of example are you? Well, some leaders have chosen to come to the earth to be positive examples, just like Jesus Christ did. But chosen to come to earth to be a positive example, but when offered earthly treasures, a positive example becomes a negative example. Oh, if you would just stop, cleaning that woman's house because free, she'll have to start paying somebody. You know, so leave her alone. If dirt gets high enough, she'll have to get somebody in there. She can't do it herself. She can't lift that piece of furniture to get it out of her house to take it over to her other home. She'll have to pay somebody to do it. I'll be available. She'll know that. But I'm not going to do it for free. Some leaders have chosen to come to Earth to be positive examples. Check yourself out. But when offered earthly treasures, the positive examples become negative. Ugh. So it seems that the divine planner has then used the negative and positive examples to be before the eyes of the human race in hopes that the wise will learn by the examples. Now, due to the Bible, the lives of Judas and Jesus have been pictures that we can follow to completion. Are you with me on that? Judas had the hard job, didn't he? People are still throwing him negative today. And he was really just carrying out his job that he came for. And Jesus Christ, we continue to love him. If you don't, I'm sorry you don't, because he's a tremendous example of good. He said, these are not my words I'm giving you. I'm just telling you what the Father says to tell you. He never took credit. Hey, am I good? Boy, did I tell him. I showed them a few things. Never came out of him. It would have been listed right quick if it had been in there for us to read that had come out of him. Now, due to the Bible, the lives of Judas and Jesus have been pictures that we can follow to completion, and this is a rare find. Most lessons can only be observed from a limited view. Even if you're married to the person like you and Kim. Okay, you are married, aren't you? Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Huh? Oh, he's snickering, Kim. I'd check it out if I was you. But you can only be examples for, you know, however long many years you're both together on earth. So even when we get married, we do that for to encourage our own selves to be examples of love and light. Did you know that? And that view is very limited if you're walking the lesson. But with awareness of our communication from the free life, we can help you better observe. Obviously, all would be considered fools if, after looking at the outcome, that Judas would be used as an example to follow. He was miserable, wasn't he? If we followed his example instead of the example of Jesus Christ, he was in misery. Misery. But people have been throwing him negative thoughts ever since. But we're throwing Jesus Christ love ever since. A few people may not, but most are. It's best to watch for other. What examples that await your observation. Now, we pick our parents to be examples. Well, I'd never be like Mama, I'd never be like Dad. And first thing you know, there you are, mocking them. Now, it seems that with the wider communication systems, the medicine for the earth life is more and more examples. We even get examples from other countries that we've never even been in because of communication. So we have better communication now than they had in the old days. Old days. I remember that first television I looked at. I would never have believed that possible. No way. But guess what? I can look on there and I can see all sorts of good, and I can sure look at that and see a lot of crummy stuff. And some of it we're feeding to our children by not being choosy what we let them watch. On television, in your own home. Well, anyhow, there are seemingly very few to show positive, but many examples of negative in comparison. Now, let's talk on a bigger scale. It's not just your physical, your car, your house, your workplace. It's the human race. The Creator's way of teaching or dose of medicine for any healing is examples. Now, as always, parents are to be examples when they are given a child. They're to be examples. But what happens? Get your feet out there. Particularly if mom is a little bit irritable or not feeling super good that day. So what does the child then think? That's the way you're supposed to be. Andrea? What do you think? People still look for lessons to follow, and yet it's hard to see to the end of the road to know if there was the right person to follow. You just don't know. So you have to make a good choice on who you're going to follow. And you chose your parents because you were living before you came here. Life is everlasting. Why do you think you chose the parents you chose? What did you learn from them? This goes back to individuals to do their best, keeping in mind that they are to be examples and will be examples of either negative or positive. You don't have a choice on that. You're going to be an example of negative or positive. You're a little foolish to choose negative, don't you think? I hope you'll learn from observation rather than having to make that choice and let me try out negative for a while. I hope you learn by observation instead of trying it out. It's not very comfortable. Complaining about negative stories by your broadcasters should be done less, and watching the examples should be done more. Negative example is the highlight of the news. Somebody could have saved a neighbor's barn from burning down, but it won't get on the news. It'll get on there if it's something negative. So let's be examples of what you do want for yourself, and that'll help others. Be examples of love and light. Jesus showed how he dismissed the spirit when it was time to go. He dismissed the spirit. Jumped out of the body when it was time. Now, if we only have looked at his life and only observed the miracles that he did, we would have a lifetime of examples. If we only read his words and took the time to learn from them, we would have a lifetime of learnings. If we only learn from the example of betrayal, we would have a lifetime of experience, or negative and positive, and its return to the sender. If we left this story at the time of the crossing of the example of God that came to teach us the way to live, we would be missing a very important part of his work. He proved that he lived on. On, he is living today. Jesus Christ is living today. He proved that he lived on, not only him, but also the man who lived as a thief. Judas lived on. If you read the Bible, you'll find that to be true. Jesus told Judas that he had seen him soon, and this should be a way of saying there's no hell, only different expressions of good. There's no hell where you're going to burn forever. Never way. But you will draw to the likes of yourself. How are you going to like being with a whole ton of energies just like yourself? How are you going to like that? Ask yourself. I hope you're answering yourself. Are you answering yourself? How's it feel? He proved that he lived on, not only him, but also the man who lives as a thief. Jesus told him that he'd see him soon, and this would be a way of saying there's no hell, only different expressions of good. He was going to see him soon, they were going to be together. Now let us each allow ourselves through God's law of attraction to attract to us a highly evolved state in the expression of life, an expression of light, or more perfect state of peace. The only way you can attract it to you is be it. Get yourself a grumpy day and see what happens. Huh? Have you ever tried it? Oh, no one here has ever tried that, huh? Oh. Well, so let us each allow ourselves through God's law of attraction to attract to us a highly evolved state in the expression of light, or more perfect state of peace. Jesus also showed that he was living by first showing himself at the tomb and saying not to touch him, as he was only showing the body of light. Remember that? Oh, he said, don't touch me. because he knew they would be disappointing because he was just light energy. And so he asked them not to touch him, and they wanted to be sure it was him by sticking their finger in a hole in his hand where he had had the nail. But he said, don't touch. He knew they'd be disappointed. But later he showed them he could walk and talk and enjoy once again the physical. Remember that? I hope you do. And that those who choose can perhaps destroy your physical body. But all of us will live on in freedom. Nobody can destroy you but you. And you can't really destroy you. You just make yourself somebody it's hard to get along with, and you're stuck with you. Bill?
Yes.
Now, we who bring you this message have gone through the change called death and are now living free. We have bodies of light, which we're so often showing to you, but we've also walked among you in a body of flesh. But you did not know us. You did not know to look. They can come down here just as you don't know when you pass somebody. You don't know when you pass somebody in the street. You don't know. You are each a spirit walking in a physical body at this very time. How's that feel? The story of Jesus Christ shows many things. Yes, many know the depth of the story of Jesus Christ and only react soulfully. For instance, what a grand idea of the Easter egg. Egg, E-G-G, means new life bestowed from God. E-G-G, new life expression. Used for Easter, what a grand idea, passing on, of course, from the idea of the free life. Egg. You started as a tiny little egg, didn't you? Huh? Seed. Tiny, and it burst free into being the bodies like you have now. Easter is the time of year when all aspects of nature burst forth with new life. Even the time of year that he went was to show us new life. If you're a farmer, you recognize that springtime is when your plants are going to start to grow. The grass turns greener. Trees get their leaves and burst into bloom, our flowers, yes? New life. That is exactly what he was trying to show us when he allowed them to hang him on the cross. He knew it was going to happen. He could have been long gone. Oh, Jesus displayed he had a new life or new expression, expressing as a light, then as a physical being, as a light in the darkness of thinking of mankind through the eons of time. And when you read the story of Jesus the Christ, read it in depth. Read it yourself. Please don't have somebody else read it to you. Don't go to church and have somebody reading and giving you their opinion on it. Please, everybody, read it yourself. Get out of it what's right for you. Because it grows with you. Because our Charlene. But the truth in that Bible grows with you. That's why it's written as it is. Written so many years ago. You don't know, but you might have been one of them helping write it for all you know. You don't know. We don't remember that part of our lives. Itoka's agreeing with me. I saw her head shaking. When you read the story of Jesus Christ, read it in depth, not as if you found a well-wrapped gift and only admired the wrapping. You cannot enjoy the magnificence of the inside or the real presence of love if you do not open the package. Look, sense, begin to know there's no death, no dormancy of the energy called you. Our mamas and daddies that left the body are more alive than we are. Your husbands or wives that left the body are more alive than you are. They're free of the flesh. But we got a lot to do while we're here, so you sure don't want to hurry it off. You're complimenting yourself if you think, well, I just wish I was dead. You're complimenting yourself. Does everybody feel that you've done all that you can do on this earth? anybody? If you do feel that way, I'd say take another look. Take another look. There's no death, and just as the winter brings spring, when the flowers bloom and the mother earth sprouts forth new life, and of course sprouts new life from the seeds that lived before, just as you and I. So take from that whatever feels right to you, but I'm thankful for what the angels pass on to me. And thank you for giving me that chance. What is